Hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Welcome to Angela's Awesome Podcast. I'm Angela Freeman.
I'm Hanno.
And we are broadcasting to you today from Haley, Idaho.
The lovely Haley, Idaho, where it's just downright warm today for
close
March.
To Sun Valley, Idaho, where we're having a spring.
A very early spring, while
very
everyone on the
spring.
East Coast is freezing their butts off.
I know, and the thing is a lot of us would like some of that snow. Yeah. But
big time,
which is isn't that funny? Because that's sort of one of the things we're talking about. What we always want what we don't have, right?
This is true. Oh, we got to hold on a second. Just pause for a second. There, I did not have that enabled for recording.
Oh, your sound effects.
Yes, I did not hit the record button.
We cannot
be sans
without
sound effects.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So here we are, ready to talk about awesome things.
Before we do,
I knew there was going to be something. I was just kind of waiting.
Always have something. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I really need to say a big thank you to another podcast. It's called The Lo-Fi Show.
Okay. Good.
And they have mentioned our podcast on their podcast.
Oh, then so, we really want to say thank you.
So what they do is they do a live. Well. It's a web. There's an app called Mixlr. So if we had like Mixlr going right now, we could basically be broadcasting live and have a chat room up and at the same time. So they'll record longer than an hour.
Yeah.
But for the first hour, anyone that's on the web can just basically listen and then chat. And so you get this direct interaction between the
we'll
people
have to
that are listening.
Do one like that.
It's kind of neat. And so anyhow, they do it on Sunday afternoons is when they do the Mixlr, sometime in 2-3 in the afternoon. And so while I'm at work just wandering, doing unit inspections, I'll have it on and throw in some chat stuff. So
okay, I like
so
it.
As a result of that, they've thrown out, some hat tips.
Oh,
and
okay.
Have
well,
mentioned
thank
Angela's
you guys.
Awesome podcast. So I just want to say thank you to Lo-Fi Show, Tony and Nat.
Thank you, Tony and Nat. We love it.
All right.
We love it.
So,
okay, so
topic.
Okay, so here we go. It's almost spring. Well, it is spring here, and we're moving into summer, and we're going to start a little series. This is going to be a little few weeks in a row talking about one of my favorite topics, which is energy. And the name actually, well, we're going to think of the name, the official name, but the name of the blog is The Energy Magic Bullet / Mystic Pill, Mystic Energy Pill.
I did see that today.
That's what, so the Energy Magic Bullet. Doesn't that make everybody be like, yes, what do we want? We want an Energy Magic Bullet. Yes. Because don't we all want more energy? I mean, it's like a big thing of mine. I always am like, oh, what can I do to have more energy? What can I do to have more energy? Do you feel like that, or is that, because I'm always like, if I had more energy, I could just do more.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah?
I think I have a lot of energy.
Yeah? Okay.
I mean, I need the motivation.
You need the motivation to do the things. Okay, so is it motivation because you just don't feel like doing it, or is it motivation because you're too tired to do it?
That is a great question. That's a great question. When I come home from work, is it that I just at that moment I feel low on energy, and if I could just keep going, I just keep going?
Right.
Is it a lack of energy, or is it a lack of desire?
Yeah, because I know for me, most of the time, I'm just too tired. I want to, and if I felt, more energetic, I would go do this. So I made a little list.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, I made a little list of what I would do if I had more energy, and this is one of the this is one of the questions that I think is a cool journaling question. If you are on a path of I need more energy, or you're finding, the thing. Well, let me give you even a little more background on this. I didn't really, when I was in my 20s, I didn't think about stuff like this because I really did have endless energy. I mean, I worked out. I worked two jobs. I went snowboarding. I had a dog. I had a huge social. I mean, it wasn't a thing. I barely slept.
I honestly don't see how you consider yourself having not enough right now.
Well, because I can't
do a lot.
Because I can't do what I used to do.
Okay.
So There's a part. So that's kind of we're getting into. This is what we're going to talk about today. Yeah. I can't pull off what I used to pull off. And so it's been me learning how to have a different level of energy and be okay with that. So I did make a list though. And so one of the journaling questions, if you guys are like, yeah, I want more energy and I need more energy, if you're kind of like me, then one of the questions for to think about with your and to just do a little short journal on is what would you do if you had more energy? Like what would be different? And for me, here's my list. I said I would do more with my career. And so that means that I would have more energy to do more, you know. The one feedback that I get from a lot of my clients that are into marketing and growing your business, they're like, you know, you just need to be out in the community more. I'm like, you mean like at parties? Or they're like, you know, business after hours and hanging out with people. And I'm like, okay. So that's one thing that I would do if I had more energy. Okay. I'd be running more eating psychology workshops. My wellness retreat would already be in place and, I'd have more coaching clients. And number two on my list is I would diligently increase my body's strength and flexibility because I'd practice yoga. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but one of the things with yoga teachers and yoga practitioners is they'll on Instagram, the hashtag is every damn day.
Really?
So yeah. So yoga every damn day, I would do that.
Huh.
And I would work out hard in the gym, swim in the pool, and be on the mountain also every damn day.
But don't you kind of do that stuff every damn day?
Not both.
Oh, okay. You might do one thing, but not the other
thing. Yeah, because I don't have enough energy. I actually do not have enough energy to do my workout and a major yoga and do my job and walk my dogs.
Okay. I thought you did actually do all that. I thought you did.
Well, I do when I can. Number three is I'd eat healthy, self-prepared organic food because heading to the store and then chop, chop, chopping and fixing the healthy organic food would be a cinch with all my newfound vigor.
Okay. That's on my list.
Are you starting to get what I'm talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'd have more friends and I'd know what to do with all, and I'd know, let's see, I'd have more friends and I know what to do with my amazing social schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I'd keep up with all the latest on social media. I'd even read the news. I'd like be up on all current events. Sure, why not? As long as I'm, you know, dreaming. I'd volunteer. What else would I do? Oh, I would go after my yoga every damn day, my workout every damn day, my volunteering every damn day, and preparing my own food that's organic and chopped at the store every damn day, I would go outside and be in our beautiful playground in Sun Valley. That's what I would do.
Gotcha.
So the point of reading that list and when I was writing that list, I just kind of started laughing to myself because I was like, really? This is what you want to do every day? You really think that this is something that you need to do? Because I suffer from the disease of more. Like, I want to do more. I want to be more. I want to have more. I'm willing to work for it.
Yeah.
And my tank starts to run on empty. And then it's not about motivation. It's about, I just seriously don't have it. So I don't know if that is motivation. That's fine. But there's no amount of like motivational speaker in the world that can get me off the couch when I'm exhausted from doing too much.
That's fine. Some of the things that you have on there that you do with more energy are the things that I do when I don't have a lot of energy.
You do them.
That's when I sit and I read the news. That's when I mess around with social media.
Yeah.
Is when I feel low energy and I just don't feel like doing the things that I wish I could be doing.
So what would you be doing if you wish you could be doing something?
Well, like the whole idea of cooking my own, you know, preparing my own food.
Yeah.
You know, which is something that I did today.
Oh, good.
Usually I go out for breakfast on Fridays. You know, it's my day off. It's my little treat. But today I decided to, on the way home, I went to the grocery store and I bought, you know, stuff for breakfast. And I made up a breakfast this morning.
Oh, good.
And I just usually don't do that. And there's no reason I couldn't, except I guess it is motivation, energy. Either way, that's one of them for sure. I would have, you know. So the thing that gets me is this one is it's all the stuff I'm ready to do, and then when I get home, I don't do.
Right. So I'm just so interested in what do you think? Why do you think you don't do it?
That's a really good. I'm just putting it up to motivation, but perhaps it is energy I don't know what it is. Like, what's weird is if it was. So let's say I had a band practice scheduled.
Right.
You know, and I got home and I would feel the same way. I would feel, you know, end of the workday. I'm ready for some downtime.
Right.
But I would suck it up and I'd go.
Right.
Now, I can't say that I'd be going with good energy, though.
Right.
You know, because there are times where I've gone because I've got an obligation. There's other people involved.
Right.
Which I like. It's about accountability.
Right.
But now I'm there and I'm a little low energy. That's when you get kind of cranky. And
yeah, so it's not really necessarily because you don't have motivation. It's because you're a little tired.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's interesting because I think that this is the reason why I love this topic so much is because, well, first of all, is because it's something that I'm really learning in my own life. So, of course, it's interesting to me because it's I'm fascinated with this idea and it has changed a lot for me in my 40s. And the second thing is that I do hear from people kind of what you're saying, you know, like I should buy my own, you know, organic groceries and fix everything from scratch. And I wish I was just more motivated to go and do this thing after work. And I wish that I think that sometimes it's just a matter of we're actually just too tired. It's not a matter of we don't think it's important. It's not a matter of we're not motivated, that we lack motivation to do it, but it's just a matter of, you know, oh my gosh, we have these big lives and we're tired. I think as a culture, we're tired. I mean, caffeine is the number one drug in America. Like it's,
oh yeah,
that's what people are reaching for caffeine.
Yeah.
And
all the time.
There's nothing wrong with caffeine if it works for you. And there's nothing wrong with caffeine in general. I mean, some people don't do well with it, but it can get out of control and it can get abused. And the thing about it is if you are really using a lot of caffeine consistently, you could possibly, it could stop working for you. And I think for a lot of people, it does stop working
eventually.
As well.
Yeah.
And so you start reaching for more. And what can actually happen with caffeine is if you start being tired anyway, it can start to have the opposite effect, which is crazy, but it can actually put the body into a mild stress response.
Yeah.
And so the mild stress response can actually, as we've talked about a lot, releases more cortisol, releases more insulin, shuts down digestion, stimulation, and elimination. And basically, it, once you come down from that rush, you crash, you go lower.
Yeah.
So you come into a more of it. So you can actually be more tired. It can start working against you. So
that's it.
So anyway, so we're talking about energy. So tip number one is to kind of do an inventory of who you would be and what you would do if you actually had more energy, because I think it's just good to kind of know where you are on the map. So, you know, we're talking about where we might want to try to help you go. It's good to know where you are first.
Yeah, because, you know, right? It's, I think, like, a great way, you know, I'm kind of just mentally thinking of stuff right now.
I can see it.
Yeah. And, you know, one of them is that, like, let's just take a day like today.
Yeah.
You know, I got up early, you know, met you at 7. We did a workout.
Yeah.
You know, I was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, I felt good.
Yeah.
I had what I would call energy.
Yeah.
And there are the days where I just don't get up until, I mean, you know, we're still talking 8:30, maybe 9 at the latest.
Yeah.
And I'm low.
Yeah.
You know, I'm low. And granted, yes, that was probably my body was saying, you know, you need to rest, whatever it is, the reason why I managed to do that. But there's something about that idea of like, I want to have more days like today.
That's okay. That's exactly what I always want to feel like that.
But here's my question. But why? Why do I want that versus the other day? I mean, what's wrong with having the lazy, I did nothing day? I mean, is that pressure? Is it?
That's such a good point. Well, I don't think there's. Okay. So first of all,
I agree.
And that's how I am too. Okay. So that is part of what I was right. That's part of what I wrote about in the blog. And this is this is just one way to answer that question. Here's something to consider. I think there's probably, you know, as many ways to answer that as there are people that are actually listening to this. So I don't think there's one right answer to that. But for me...
So you're saying there's thousands and thousands.
Maybe even a million. But for me, okay, so once I wrote that list, I was like, okay, so all I need is this super magic energy pill. And then I was like, oh, dang it. There isn't a super magic energy pill. Isn't that a bummer?
Because otherwise I'd have today every day.
Right? If we were like podcasting, we were like, hey, here's one little tip. And if you do this, you're going to have this day every day.
And I'd always feel caught up. And
then
I'd always
we really
feel like
would
I was
have
getting
a million listeners.
That's cocaine, isn't it?
Yeah, if there was cocaine without the side effects, dang it. Okay, so for me, so after writing that down, there was a couple things that came into my thoughts when I was thinking, okay, why is this? Why is it so important to me that I need to do yoga every day and I need to work out every day and I need to have this bigger career and I need to, you know, have this perfect diet. And it's not even that I need to, but that's what I want. And that's where, you know, my goals, you know, I'm such a goal. Let's do the goals. And I think part of it is, because there's still a part of me and I'm working on this and I believe in this in my head and it's moving its way down into my heart, into my guts where it really matters. But there's a part of me that feels like a lot of those things are important for me to be a good person and for me to be worthy and for me to be somebody who is a good teacher and to be, you know, live by example. And I think that comes from partly just from inside. I think we have souls. Should I even go here? And I think I brought some of that in from past lives. So, because I think different people have different amounts of that drive, but I also think that we live in a culture that really encourages us to be all we can be all the time. I mean, okay, so I brought,
be all you can be. I think I've heard that before.
All the time. Isn't that the army?
Isn't
that the army slogan?
Army, isn't it? Yeah.
So we've talked about this in podcasts. I brought in my book called The Culture Code. And
what is that name on the bottom?
I know. This is the guy's name. He is a... he's an...
Clotaire Rapai...
He's French.
Really?
Yeah. And Hanno's doing better at that name than I would have. But if you Google The Culture Code,
Clotaire
basically,
Rapail.
This guy's been paid a lot of money to do research on his background is marketing, but it's like he does these things where he goes in deep with people. Like he gets them into different levels and goes back to their first experience called imprinting to find out what we really think about things. Anyway, it's kind of funny because in this book, it talks about, well, first of all, it talks about other countries, what their impression is of America, what their culture code for Americans is. And the French see us as space cowboys because we're just completely out there doing bizarre things and pulling it off. The Germans see us as John Wayne, and that has to do with World War II and us coming over and, you know, the cowboys, still cowboy theme. And then the English see us as unashamedly abundant because we are a country of more. I mean, we are,
that's true.
And we're like, we're a young country and we really are like this whole rags to riches and anybody can do anything if you're just willing to work hard enough for it. And all that stuff is good. I'm not saying any of that is bad, but I think for me at times it's pulled me into this idea that I need to, you know, have a higher performance at work, have a, you know, this idea that you do this job, you have this life, and then you cook and prepare all of your, you know, healthy organic raw food at night. And, you know, you get up at 5 a.m. and meditate for an hour and you just have all this. So two more things on the culture.
I thought you always did that.
Yeah, right. And two more things on the culture code, like our culture code for that Americans have about our jobs. The culture code for that is who we are. Like, it is not what you do, it's who you are. And I'm not saying every single person feels like this, but as a culture, that is how we view what we do for a living.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we relate to it as to who we are.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, can't you really, doesn't,
and
I mean, that really lands
than,
for me.
And men tend to do it more than women do.
Yeah.
You know, if you go up to a man and say, who are you, you know.
What do you do? It's basically, who are you?
What do you do? And they start talking about what they do for a living and all that kind of stuff like that. And they've, you know, I don't remember exactly when I read the study, but it was a study and they asked women about the same thing. And the women would say, I'm a mother. And, you know, they would typically, less often would they bring up their career and what they do for a living as, you know, what they do slash who they are.
Right.
And women tended to be more centered actually on who they are actually as a person.
Right. But I think women are shifting more towards the masculine because we are in this culture and that's where we're being pulled.
And because once again, just like you said, you know, here we are a country of, so everyone should be able to be equal. So women now are moving, you know, moving up, breaking through the glass ceiling.
Yeah.
So why wouldn't you be proud of it? Why wouldn't you, you know,
because
throw
we're
that
somebody
out there?
Too. Yeah. And this is what, this is our, so, and then our culture code for money. So we sort of have a reputation around the world and maybe within our own country of like, you know, money hungry and gimme, gimme, gimme. And we want more and more and more. But the actual culture code for money in America is proof. So it's not even so much about being able to have all things, these things as it is, this is proof that I have done this, this, and this.
Mm-hmm.
I have proof. I have a Mercedes. I have this second house. I am able to do this. It's I've worked hard. I've made it happen. Here's the proof.
Here's my stuff.
Here's my stuff. Here's
the
proof.
Evidence of my awesomeness.
So I think that this is the reason why this is in part as part of this is because I think this is one of the drivers. And I don't think there's, again, I'm not saying this is bad or wrong. I think it's good to, it's been really helpful for me to identify that that is my first inclination is what I do and how successful I am is who I am. And then to take a few steps back and be like, no, not really. Like who I am is I'm Angela. I'm a person. I'm doing the best I can. I'm not necessarily going to evaluate myself on the success or not success of my gym and my podcast and my coaching career and my yoga practice and my yoga teaching. Like I am okay just right here. And it's this whole idea of being worthy without having to do all that.
I was literally having an inner monologue this morning on the way to the gym.
Yeah.
On exactly that. Because it's amazing. Because what I was thinking about was, you know, I listen to other podcasts and there's one in particular where the gentleman was talking about, you know, he's around 40 something and he's kind of going like, well, what? You know, who am I? You know, what do I want? You know, he's a dad.
Yeah.
First and foremost, he's a dad. He loves his kids. He loves being a father. But as far as like, you know, what am I doing for, he's not his job. You know, he does podcasts. Would he love to be a, you know, quote unquote professional podcaster? Oh yeah. You know, but the one thing I was thinking about that is the idea of like, well, anyone can go be anything.
Right.
Right. So
that's the American way.
It really is. So the idea saying is that, go out and be, if you want to become an actor, go become an actor.
Right.
Well, I don't have the time and the energy to become an actor in the sense that we think of is the person down in LA that they are, this is what it means to be an actor.
Right.
It's like, well, what about the person that stars in some, you know, does some local plays, local performances, puts on some shows. Hey, maybe even gets into some commercials.
Right.
Maybe does some voice acting.
Right.
That's an actor.
Right.
You know, and I started thinking about it as like, are we set our definitions of who we are based on what we see? You know, like I'm a musician.
Yeah.
You know, nobody can take that away from me. I am not a rock star, but I have no, I'm a musician.
Yeah.
That's who I am. You know, and I'm okay with that today.
That's great.
And that, cause I evaluate that myself to, you know, what do I want to be? And I'm like, if I'm just a musician and you know, I can do a little recording here and there, I don't have to be at that big level that I thought I had to be at when I was 20 something.
Right.
You know, like, cause I still remember, and I know so many people that do this and I've heard it over and over again. If I haven't accomplished da 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 by the time I'm 24, I'm just going to stop and go on with the life that's expected of me, you know? And so much of this does come down to, I think, energy.
Yeah.
Like this idea of like, oh, I just don't have the energy to go do this.
Well, and I think that's, yes, exactly. And also part of the point on that too is yes, we don't have the energy to do this, but also making peace with that and accepting that that's where it is rather than reaching for caffeine, stimulations of some sort. I mean, even, you know, negative thinking could be a stimulant to keep you going
because
oh my God, I have to make this happen so that I'm okay. I have to make this happen so I'm okay. And so there's a middle. I mean, of course, I love goals. I think it's great to be like, I want to do this. And what's the baby step to get there? I'm not saying that. But I think that when I'm speaking mostly from my own experience and from what I've learned around energy is a lot of times when people start to experience low energy, the first reaction is, I need to just figure out how to get more energy so I can continue doing what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is who I am. And it's important.
Yeah. So, and then, and the whys from that, like you brought up, cultural pressures.
Yeah.
Are local pressures, pressures of family, pressures of what, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's interesting because I was, you know, and just you talking about that, I was thinking about those days off, you know, those days where I'm off, quote
right.
unquote off.
Right.
If I'm just laying in bed being lazy and just, I mean, I know the days where I'm just in self. You know,
right.
like if I'm being lazy, but I'm hanging out with my dogs or I'm hanging out with my significant other or I'm being lazy. And for some reason that is a lot more okay because I'm not doing it just for me. I'm not being selfish.
Right.
I feel like I'm taking the time to enjoy my surroundings, you know, my life,
right.
you know, but it's when I tune out completely and just
go unconscious.
Yeah, that's yeah. where I'm sitting there going like, okay, this is not a good thing.
Right.
Why am I doing this? Because that to me is a real, the one thing is that's mental health to hang out with the dogs all
yeah,
day.
Yeah, totally.
You know, and that could
Absolutely.
Get, that could be a source of energy then for the next day.
Totally.
But if I just totally blow everyone off, then I guarantee even if I wake up well-rested the next day, I don't think I have the same energy because I literally did nothing the day before for anybody.
Yeah, and it kind of feels yucky.
It feels yucky. You don't even feel more rested.
I totally can relate to that. Like it definitely, and for me, like looking at that kind of thing, because I'm a big believer in, and we talk about this a lot where we have, you know, symptom is a message. When we have something that we're doing, whether it be overeating, we talk about, you know, eating, sitting on the couch, eating ice cream, watching TV, yeah. or it's just, you know, being on, you know, computer surfing and going unconscious somehow through the day or some unwanted behavior that's not serving us. In this case, since we're talking about energy, we're talking about like just having a day where we're not doing anything productive. And we're not talking about healthy. I'm refilling the tank by spending time with my loved one, watching good movies. I'm totally just checked out.
Yeah.
I think that drugs and alcohol can be a big part of checking out for people too.
Yeah.
So when these things arise, what I used to kind of go around with that was I was like, ugh, I hate that I do that. I'm never doing that again. I can't believe I did that. And then I would just be like full steam ahead until I would do it again. And taking a few steps back and being like, okay, what's really happening? What's really happening before this happens? Because because when we have an unwanted behavior or symptom, it's there for a really good reason. And it's because we don't have a better coping strategy yet. So if we're willing to look at it as this is where I am with my coping strategy, what is this coping strategy doing for me? Is there a way that I can have this coping strategy that I could pick a different strategy in order to get what I need to get that I'm getting from this? So for example, let's take the I'm unconscious all day. I'm on the computer just, you know, surfing the net, right? And it doesn't feel good. I'm not communicating with anyone. I'm not spending time with my dogs, whatever. I'm unconscious.
Doing retail therapy.
Retail therapy. Okay. So why is it? So rather than judging it, take a step back. What happened going into that day that made you want to do that? And for me, the answer is I get too tired. I get too tired and then I don't make great decisions. And it's not like it takes a huge amount of effort to actually be like, okay, I'm tired today. I'm going to just spend quality time with the dogs and with Rob and just have a down day. I get so tired. I don't even realize that I've started into the retail therapy
yeah.
until it's been happening or the TV until it's been happening. And then I'm almost like, oh,
it's like that thing I read about where the study where they said that we only have so much willpower and there's a certain point in the day where we're done.
Exactly.
We're out. We're gone. We've spent all of it.
And it could be a certain part in the day or it could be a certain part in the week or it could be a certain yeah. part in the month, depending on your cycles and how that's going. But for me, that's very related to my energy because I'm getting so much better, but I'm not very good at managing my energy.
So,
I tend
yeah,
to
so
be the energizer
yeah.
bunny. I'm go, 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 sleep. Go,
with,
go, 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 sleep.
Yeah,
go, 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 go.
You don't have the magic pill. So therefore, you have to manage. You the schedule
it.
You
I
have.
Schedule it. I schedule it in. Just like I have to go do this. I have, you know, I'm teaching this class. I have to be there. I pull it up. I pull myself up, and then all of a sudden, at some point, I crash.
Yeah, and I think that's more of like who I used to be.
Yeah,
where I just couldn't say no, and I'd say yes to everything.
Yeah,
which led to a lot of that. How are you doing? Busy.
Yeah,
you know?
yeah.
Because I just said yes to everything.
Yeah,
and I didn't learn to say no, and I didn't learn to prioritize. So you're right. I was bad at managing my energy, and so I crashed and burned.
And you probably weren't even aware of that. I mean, I'm not saying that was bad. I don't think that it was bad of me. I just think that now it's becoming more apparent that this is what's causing these episodes, and I don't like the episodes. I'd rather be more in, be able to have enough energy to make an informed choice to rest and embrace the rest day than to collapse.
Okay.
Because I've overdone it.
Okay, because
so that's kind of what I wanted to talk to you about today.
Yeah. You nailed it.
So we're going to talk about energy for the next few weeks. Like I said, this is kind of an overview, and I want to talk about some of the, you know, the overview strategies and maybe some of the bigger lessons. And then we are going to start getting more specific in other podcasts.
Yeah.
Like next week's podcast is going to be on specific ways and tips of different foods and ways to eat that will help support energy. But today, so the number one thing, so if you are low energy, experiencing more fatigue than you like, or just, you know, it could even be that you're not even aware that it's a low energy problem, but it's just, I feel like I need more motivation to do something, or I feel like, you know, I'm having these unwanted symptoms. You know, a lot of unwanted symptoms come from mismanagement of energy. Like, it could be different ways of mismanagement, but here's another example. So let's say that your unwanted symptom is binge eating. Like, binge eating is oftentimes a complete and total release and a complete and total lack of control. And a lot of times people will have that experience because they are so tightly wound in every other part of their life. And that is where they cut loose. And that was definitely my experience when I used to binge eat. And that was definitely my experience when it came to alcohol. Like, I would be so tightly wound, get it done, da 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 da, work hard. And then once you crack that first beer,
yeah,
time to go out of control. Because that I was so controlled and pushing and driven in the one side that at some point, because it's sort of like,
it was like
it's got to come out somewhere.
Yeah, it was like that idea of like, that's it. I'm out of willpower. So, you know, screw it.
Yeah. And you look at it like, wow, I have no willpower. I suck. I can't believe that I did that again. I'm not going to do it tomorrow. And you get tightly wound and control.
Yeah.
And then sure enough,
you just let go of the control.
You're in the binge of whatever it is.
Whatever it is.
Binge food, TV, binge food, binge alcohol. And again, none of those things are bad. It just doesn't feel good when it's that out of control.
Yeah.
It feels painful because it is painful because it is out of balance. So this is a wide net talking about, you know, these things can be related to how you're managing your energy.
And those things can end up affecting our health.
Well, of course. Yeah. They can affect our health. They can affect our well-being. They can affect our relationships. They certainly affect how we feel about ourselves, which in turn affects our job and our people and our dogs and everything. Our ability to do service for the planet, our purpose. Yeah. You know, I believe we all have a purpose, and if we're exhausted or we're so self-absorbed because we're trying to control this binge eating problem that we've got, we can't be of service.
Yeah.
And when we're thinking, well, we're awful because we've got this binge eating problem that we can't figure out, like it's like
a cycle.
This is just a whole rewind.
Yeah.
So, okay, so good. So we're on the same page. So, so one of the things about energy and lack of energy is there really is no one solution. Like, it's not just like we talked about this a couple podcasts ago. I can't remember which one it was, but remember we talked about like there is no one thing and then it's going to be solved. What was that? Anyway, with energy, like lack of energy, needing more motivation, whatever that is, that is usually the solution is usually a series of tweaks. A series of baby steps, a series of looking at different things and doing them differently.
Yeah.
Like, odds are it's not just one giant thing like, oh, I'm going to just do this and then my energy is going to be restored. So that's one of the important points. And the second important point is the number one strategy to start with, if energy is your goal, more energy, better energy, less fatigue, however that lands for you, whatever that means, the number one strategy is to learn how to manage the energy you have now. Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you've already established like the idea, like, okay, so you make a list of all the things that you wish you could do.
Yeah.
Then you kind of evaluate that.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, how much energy do I actually have to do any of this?
Yeah. And where are my priorities?
Oh, priorities. Yeah. You make a list of what's really important.
And how can I manage what I actually do have now? Because sometimes,
like you said, there's not going to be a magic bullet.
Yeah. And as we come in tighter with some of the following podcasts on energy, we're going to talk about specific things that could be contributing to energy drain. And as you start cleaning these things up, you actually may have more energy, but on your way to having more energy, it's really important to learn how to manage what you have. And I just love that idea. And that was kind of news to me, but it goes along with something that we talk about a lot in our recovery group, and that is, you know, acceptance and surrender means that this is what I have to work with. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to practice loving what I actually have now instead of constantly being out there hoping that I had more. Wishing that I had more.
Or regretting that I don't have what I used to have.
Lamenting,
or it is.
Yeah, lamenting that I don't have it. Yeah. So the quote that I found from Socrates is, "He who is not contented with what he has would not be contented with what he would like to have." And I just think that this is kind of a big deal.
That's that idea of like, there's never enough.
And
that if you're not happy with what you have, you'll never be happy with any of it. Doesn't matter how much more money you pour at it, you're not going to be happy. Doesn't matter how much more, yeah.
And I am a person who, this is something I'm learning, and I believe in this, and I have to remind myself of this. This may not be new for anybody, but I learn things through repetition. People learn through repetition. So we're here to repeat that, really, because I definitely have many times in my life thought, if I was just busier and a little more financially stable, then I would be happier.
Yeah.
If I was just able to do yoga every damn day, then I would be happier. If I was, had a new carpet, I would be happier. And, if I'm not happy with the carpet I have now, odds are I'm not going to be happier with the new carpet.
Yeah, because that's where I'm at, is I want to do what I have in front of me today better.
Right.
I don't need to add anything more onto it right now. I mean, I already, it's like I want to do the things that I already have on my plate better, feel better about it. Then maybe if I can do that, then maybe I could step up to another level.
That's exactly the point. Like, be here with what you have, not even being better, although I'm not saying that that's not something to have on your radar and be working towards, but just be appreciating how well you're doing with what you have.
Well, I guess my point being is that there are places where I know I'm lacking with what I'm doing, because I don't have enough energy to get through the day.
Right.
So I could have been more productive at work, not meaning that I needed to do more, but that I kind of slacked a little.
Right.
Or my attitude wasn't quite right, or I blew off this, or I blew off that, those kind of things.
Right. And I think a lot of that stuff comes from, not for everybody, but I definitely believe this for you. It comes from a point of like, some days you have it and some days you just don't.
That's true too.
And part of this is making peace with that. Like, life ebbs and flows. We have day, we have night, we have summer, we have winter, we have these, it's cycles, and our energy is going to ebb and flow.
Yeah. With this, how long the day is, sun.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
so true.
I think people, I don't think I'm the only one, tend to not really like that sometimes. Like, I have a big week scheduled, and if my energy is like, oh, it's kind of should be an easy week, and I have already scheduled in this huge week, I kind of reach for sugar,
whatever. What's going to get me through
it? I'm going to get it through it.
Yeah.
And then I tend to crash. Now, if you do have that happen and you have to do
what
you have to do.
I got a crash sound. The sad trombone.
Isn't that how you sad? Isn't that how you feel too?
It's so, so true.
So embracing that life ebbs
well,
and flows.
We should be.
Well, and you know, sometimes you do have that happen. Like you have a big week coming up, your energy doesn't feel high. You have to pull it together. That's just the way life goes. Yeah. And then you're going to have a crash. But if that is the case, then learning to manage the energy you do have, you can be like, you know what? I know I'm starting to run on fumes here. I am totally going to take a down weekend. I'm going to, you know, make sure I have healthy options for me on the couch. You know, or whatever. And all the only obligation I have is to go for one little walk outside to make sure that I get some sunlight and some movement. And then the rest of the day is just, you know, I have full permission to nap or do whatever and go into it and embrace it.
Is this why we don't have children?
Yeah.
I'm seriously, because I'm just thinking,
no,
about imagine,
right?
Imagine if you had your week and then now it's, you know, your kids are like, okay, dad, let's go do this. Or, you know, oh, don't forget I got blah, blah, blah practice. And then you gotta pull it together and do that. I just say, parents, God bless you.
Yeah, totally.
You guys are amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you for raising the children well.
I agree.
Not becoming serial killers.
I agree. But we all have things but the thing is that I think that we have this inside of us that says we need to do more, because I think that a lot of us, there is room to do less and to just be worthy, be lovable, be okay, not being super parent, not being superstar worker, not being, you know, just being, I mean, you know,
that's an interesting point.
You read all kinds of, you know, motivational things and like, be the best you can be every single day, every single, you know, live each day as if it was your last. Like, can't do that. Like, I want to appreciate every day and live as present in every moment as I can, but I'm not going to live every day like it was my last, or I wouldn't go back to work. Like, that doesn't.
Yeah, because I would not last very long if I was living my life that way.
No.
I'd be frantic, I'd be manic, it'd be insane. No, there's just no way.
So I think the message needs to be in your life, appreciate every moment, be as present as you can, because we don't know, but it can't be this balls to the walls all the time, or we're going to continue to have health crashes. I mean, and those can come in the form of, like, so something, if your energy crashes, it can look like, I have no motivation. It could look like depression. It could look like an illness. It could look like an injury. You know, injuries oftentimes happen to slow us down. It's just part of it. If you're willing to look at it that way.
There's something that I was reading about recently where they talked about how an injury or an illness affects you.
Right.
Has so much to do with your mental state, and that people that tend to meditate more, have those quiet times, get more in tune. And they're talking specifically about teaching kids when they're younger to learn to be about meditation, learn that when you have that, you are less affected by an injury, less affected by an illness. You can work through it. Cause you know, like when those times where you get a little sick and it's like, no big deal, I'm good.
Right.
And you go through your day and you feel okay and you get past it. And then there's those times where you get a little bit sick and you're just like, done.
Right.
And I think that has so much to do for me with my mental state and where I'm at.
Right. And I think if you have those days where you're like, I'm done, it's because you do need to be done.
Maybe your body does want you to be done. I'm neglecting something.
You're neglecting something. It's too much. And it doesn't even have to come from a place of, I should have been doing this better, but it can come from a place of, wow, I've been go, go, go. My body's asking me to rest. And it's really hard to do that when you're really attached to your achievements, your schedule, your stuff.
God, I'm starting to mentally process the fact that, you know, like we're going to talk about food next, but it's fuel.
Yeah.
It's not just physical fuel, it's spiritual fuel.
Yeah.
It's, you know, there's emotional. I mean, all of, like you said, there's all these little things that actually need to be tweaked in order to kind of find balance with energy.
Isn't it interesting? It really is so interesting. And it's something that, well, here's a couple other, well, so one of the things also about this is, and this was me for sure, is when my energy started to change, I was like, but I used to do this. And I used to do that. And one of the things that Mark David talks about in his lectures is, yeah, you used to go for a 10-mile run and then you'd come and go to work and then you'd do this and do that. And then you'd come home and you'd be tired and you wouldn't whatever. And then you get up the next day and I'd be like, well, I'm going again. And then all of a sudden it's like my energy is not the same. I can't go for that 10-mile run. And I'm like, but that's what I do. And then all of a sudden, not being so tired from the run, like, oh, I'm not really happy with what I'm doing in my job. And I was forced to kind of start looking at things. Mm. So moving at mock speed, it makes it much easier to not feel certain things or address certain things. Like, you may have something going on in your marriage, but if you're too busy and you're working hard and you're working out hard and you've got all this energy to do all this stuff, it's, and you can go really fast, you can kind of ignore it until all of a sudden what happens as we start to get a little older is basically one way to look at energy crashing is life asking us to grow up a little bit, be more responsibility, and take the time to look at what's really happening and evaluate our life.
Evaluate what's important and where what your focus.
There's nothing like you know, an energy crash, a depression, a injury, for you to have to sit with yourself to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Wow. I'm not out there killing it in the workouts and now I'm sitting here in my own thoughts and
yeah, that happened to a friend of mine.
We got some stuff spinning upstairs.
Yeah, like he had it was one of those fluke things. Someone kind of came to goof off with him a little bit at the gym and moved him in a way that hurt his back really bad.
Yeah,
and I mean he was done. And there was nothing you could do. He could just sit.
Right.
And here's a guy that you know gets up every morning and goes for a long bike ride or a run or something like that for his mental health.
Yeah.
Okay, so now you're not getting your mental health in.
Right.
So he's spinning out of control. On top of that, he's on painkillers for the back pain, which make you loopy. And so you're already feeling anxiety because you're not getting in the things that usually make you feel good. And here you have drugs available.
Yeah.
You know, like, wow, okay, I can just check out.
Yeah.
You know, and it was a good 4 days, 5 days. We really made it's like, okay, what's going on? You know, what's going on here? It was interesting when we got done, when he got done, he started feeling better. You know, one thing we talked a little bit about is, okay, well, what can you do next time to not go there?
Right.
You know, I know that this is your way of relieving stress and that, you know, riding your bike or running or going to the gym. Well, what are you going to do when you can't do that?
Right.
How are you going to, you know, feel okay?
Right.
You know, and he was like, wow, that's a good point, you know? And,
and
that was something that somebody told me once. And I was like, wow, I never thought about that. You know, if I make my mountain bike ride my spiritual connection, my thing, well, what do I do on the days it's raining?
Right.
You know?
Well, and it's not that it's a bad thing if that's your thing, if it's your, you know, spiritual time. Absolutely not.
No.
But I think you're right. I mean, if it's to the point where there aren't other options for you to have a mental health practice, then, and your energy starts to crash, then that's life asking you to evolve
and to evaluate.
So if you want, you could call it a soul lesson or your higher self's lesson or something, but basically lack of energy, a condition called fatigue, is basically asking you to reevaluate your priorities and even more importantly, your purpose. Because sometimes I think when we get onto the hamster wheel of I've got to get this done and do this done and this done and then I'm going to do that, sometimes it's not necessarily for the best, highest good of all involved. It's for our own accomplishments, proof, this is what I can do, ego-driven.
Which takes us back to this whole idea of who we are.
It takes us back to this whole idea of who we are.
Who are you? How important is it? Yeah, because if you know, like the example I said before, it's like if you're a dad first and foremost, if you're a father, if you're a family man first and foremost, then to me, anything you throw on the top of it is just icing on the cake.
Right.
You know, to be awesome. You know, because that's a grounded thing to me. That's like, you know who you are.
But even that could be a really tall order, because what if your number one thing is being a dad and you've got to work your buns off to be able to support these kids, plus you want to take them everywhere on the weekends and do this for them, plus you want to make sure you can buy them that, then you're trying to make sure they have enough for college, and you want to make sure that you're eating healthy food and taking care of yourself. Like at that point, it also can just be, okay, I want to be the most amazing dad ever, but I'm blowing up here. What can I do to manage what's most important and still have something left? Because I believe also being that ultimate dad means having your own self, being your own self away from your role as a dad.
No, you're right.
Right?
You
don't want to be, you don't want to be somebody that your whole idea, that's called codependency.
I know, I was just going to say it's the same thing as that.
So anything could be mismanaged and it can come from a really noble place. That's what, that was the whole point of the culture code stuff too, is it's not saying that we're these, you know, greedy, mongry, money hungry, you know, we need to have everything Americans. Like that's, that might be for some people, some of it, but I think a lot of it is that this is how we prove that we have done our part.
Yeah.
You know, this is our proof that we are hardworking, make it happen, worthy people. And nothing wrong with hard work, nothing wrong with you know, rags to riches stories. Of course not. That's all fabulous. But also, you know, the new information coming through from some people that I definitely follow is you're just right just where you are. Enough. Well done. And the more you can just appreciate yourself being exactly where you are. Like, I was a person today. I got in a fight with my spouse. I totally messed up around three of the circuits at work, and I didn't take my dogs for a walk. Okay, but you're still breathing, and you know, you're willing to be like, okay, what do I need to do differently? Can I make amends? Do I need to rest? Do I need a nap? Do I need a green smoothie? What do I need to do? But I'm, rather than judging yourself harshly, you can just be like, okay, better luck next time.
Yeah, let's try again tomorrow.
Let's try again tomorrow. Let's try again later. What can we? How can I set you? How can I set myself up for better success? For better love? Because I think a lot of us come from this place of I'm going to love myself once I've accomplished all these things and I have the proof. And the message we're trying to come across here is love yourself now.
That's all we talked about.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about in that episode that is going to come out in a little while.
Yeah. So
that's
the,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, so the fatigue and the energy, lack of energy can be a soul lesson if you're willing to look at it. It's another symptom. And the big thing that it's asking you to evaluate is purpose, balance, priorities. And yes, sometimes, you know, in our youth, we could eat McDonald's and do these big workouts and, I remember I used to come down here to Haley and teach an aerobics class, and on the way home, I'd go by McDonald's every time. And it worked for me, for, you know, but now if I was to do that, I would not be able to pull that off. Like, life has asked me to evolve. That was okay in my 20s. It's not okay for me in my 40s. And that's, so part of the fatigue is making me really dig in. Like, I haven't worked out until this morning. I took a whole week off from working out. Because I've been too tired to do other things. And when I sat down and really looked at my priorities and where life's asking me, it was asking me to take a rest physically, to spend time walking my dogs, and to spend time in my job and stop and let the rest of it go.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's not my favorite thing. But I was like, okay, I'm going to this week practice what I preach. Because if I had someone I was coaching that was doing what I was doing, I would have been like, listen, you need to walk away from these workouts you're attached to for a little while.
Yeah.
Not forever, but you're too tired I'm too tired to be in my purpose, because my purpose right now is to be prepared for these podcasts. My purpose is to show up at the gym with high energy. My purpose is to be at home and be in a good mood when Rob gets home, and to hopefully have gone to the grocery store. My purpose is to finish yoga teacher training so that I can bring that, my spin on yoga teaching, to the planet. Yeah. And if I am so attached to, well, I work out in my gym twice a week and I swim twice a week and I skin up the mountain twice a week and I'm too tired to do my purpose, that was what my fatigue was asking me to do, asking me to re. And again, it's, you know, it's going to be a moving target. It's not like forever. And that's, I think, how we can get around some of these things where we want to do all these things. We just need to be okay with, okay, a little here, a little there.
Because it's funny, now that you brought up the whole the McDonald's thing, it just reminded me of those days when I just would never say no.
Yeah.
And so I was always running from this job to this job to this job. And it was great. I made a lot of extra money.
Yeah.
But what did I do? I did a lot of fast food.
Yeah.
I mean, I did work, you know, like I'd get home and I'd go work out at night because, well, I was, you know, 20, 30 years old.
Yeah.
And I guess I could still do it today, but realizing that I probably didn't have think about this one. My workouts weren't making me better. My workouts were just bringing me back to a baseline, because what I was doing during the day was just so harmful to myself. Right. And I'm starting to see how this evaluation of what are you doing, you know, because on top of all that, then my head's going, I should be doing something else.
Right.
And so then I'm future. So I posted this on Facebook yesterday. It is a quote that I had in one of my daily, I'm still doing my little daily readings.
Love it. Love it.
Today, I will stop writing final scripts for my various dreams. I will work only from a rough draft, a version open to change.
Oh, I love it. Say that again. So, I love that.
I will stop writing final scripts for my various dreams. I will work only from a rough draft, a version open to change.
Love it.
Because I think that has to do with acceptance.
And letting go of the outcome.
Yeah, and not getting so locked into these. I can see how that's a mental tool for someone that is just running and gunning and go, is they have their life, they're in a fantasy world,
yeah.
You know, and they're thinking about these dreams that they have to be this way. So I'm going to kill myself till I'm there, rather than going, well, maybe I could be a little bit flexible about this. And that's kind of what I was referring to earlier about the fact is like, hey, you know, if you want to be something, go be it.
But, oh yeah. I'm not saying not to,
but be happy with the fact that, you know, there's various, like you're talking about, there are many forms of success.
Yeah.
And I think so much of it is we have this ego idea of what it has to be, and not only ego, but cultural idea.
Yeah.
Like it's not successful unless it's at such and such level where it's like.
And we keep moving the bar. I mean,
yeah, it's true.
When I was 25, if I would have seen, you know, my beautiful gym doing a podcast, eating psychology coach, almost done with yoga teacher training, I would have been like, yeah.
You know, good point.
Dude, you're killing it.
You know what? That's a great point.
And here at 45, I'm like, well, I did this, I did that, I did that. But now, oh, no. Now it's got to be this and that and this and that. I mean, it's the disease of more. Well,
talk about some perspective there. If I put myself back now, let me go back 15 years. Let me go back 20 years and say, hey, what do you think of this guy? The guy I am today?
Yeah.
I would have been like, wow.
He rocks.
That's awesome. I can be really happy with what I have then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So I'm definitely all about continuing to evolve, grow, heal, set goals, let go of the outcome, learn new ways to do things. Definitely. But I think this is, again, talking about a feminine strategy of really enjoying what we have now.
Yeah.
And when it comes to energy, learning to, especially if you're going through a crash or you're having a transformation where it's changing, like a lot of us here, myself included, you have an energy shift and it goes down and all you want is go back where it was. So you're like, figure it out, fix me up so I can go right back to the life I was in. Like, there's a reason why I'm
That's
tired.
That's a good point.
You know how you said, I think you already do all that stuff. I used to. And there's a reason why I'm tired now, because.
Gotcha. Why you're pulling back from some of that. Yeah,
too much.
Too much, okay.
Too much. And that can be a tough, it's been hard for me, and that can be a tough thing because people are like, just give me back my energy. Well, I want to go back to where I
like
was.
It's like the football player, like, okay, you know, give me the shot, give me back in the game, coach.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You know, the medical guy on the sidelines, like, get me back in there.
Yeah.
And it's like, maybe you shouldn't be going back in there.
Yeah. I mean, let's talk about what's really happening and if that's the next right thing for you.
So that's what we're going to, all right. So starting next week, we're going to start talking about some specifics.
We're going to start talking about specific food tips and tools and strategies to improve energy. And then we're going to move into some other fun, cool things that you can do that, you know, just talking about awareness around energy. But this was our, this was our take it out wide, bring it in.
Our overview.
And so for this week, here's the final thought is, this is the tip of the week. See if you can appreciate that you are absolutely enough right now, right here, as is.
Awesome. That's great.
Thanks, you guys, for listening. Oh,
right, where do we find you?
Angela's Gym on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and my website is goingtoangelas.com. This blog is called The Magic Energy Bullet. What is it? The Energy Magic Bullet.
I love that.
Anyway, going to Angela's.
And look for me at Ida Heno on Twitter, etc.
And thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, talk to you next week. Oh, perfect timing.